Master. Is that you? Finally. So, you're here, and you've actually come into my room and unlocked it. That must mean you are not cross with me anymore. Well, I figured since you had locked me in here all those weeks ago, when I didn't do as I meant to, that you were never coming back. Is it very silly, though, to think that? You are such a powerful wizard and so good and so handsome. It isn't crazy to think that you could find somebody else to do the things that I do or want to do. Well, Master, if I may speak freely, sometimes it's very hard to gauge your emotions. Although I do try very hard. But it's been weeks, and you haven't even visited. Had somebody else bring me food, but I assumed that you had moved on, that I had fulfilled my purpose, and that you had found somebody else more capable and agile than I. No? So that means we can still be friends then. That makes me very happy, Master. And also, I do hope that you visited me for other reasons than to tell me that I'm still in your favor. Well, yes. I'm sure you know, Master, that I'm nothing but a cock-hungry slut when it comes to you. So of course I've been aching for you, hungry for the one thing that can fulfill that hunger inside of me. It's like there's been a hole, a void, that no amount of food or thought or getting on my knees and praying will fix. Please, Master. I'm so needy for you. It's what I want. And I could make it up to you. I know that you were very upset with me that we didn't, or I mean, didn't produce the heir that you so rightfully deserved last time, but these things do take time sometimes, Master. Well, yes, I did say that, but I was wrong. And since you won't let me use all manner of black magic to ensure that it... I know that you won't, Master, I said that. It means that we have to be lucky or play our cards right. And I know how very smart Master is, and I can't think that you just decided to visit me tonight on a whim. I know that you watch the moon and know me so well that you know what time it is. It's a good jumping off point for us, don't you think? Yes. I thought so. What's that? You've been saving it for me. But Master, it's been weeks. I mean, a month even. I don't really know how long I've been in here, but I know it's been a long time. And you mean you haven't had release since the last time we saw each other. Saving it all for me. So, I did well with my punishment then. May I touch it, please? You're already so hard. I can feel it through your pants. So stiff and ready. I dare say that with as much as you've saved up for me, and as potent and powerful as we both know that you are, Master, this could very well take. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Finally having the one thing that you don't have. As I said before, I want to be the witch who gives the one man who has everything the one thing he doesn't have. And it serves my purpose too, because I'm so enraptured with you, Master. You're perfect. And I've missed the way that you touch me and stroke my cheek. I'm so wet and needy for you. Just the smell of you makes me cover in goosebumps and makes me want you even so much more. May I please suck it, Master? Can I please take it out? Please? Thank you. Look at how you twitch and tremble. I dare say that you've wanted this as much as I have. Master, I've missed you so much. I promise I'll be a good girl for you. I won't make promises I can't keep anymore. I just want to make you happy. Can't you understand that? I don't know if I can take it anymore. I really need you inside me. I need you to come inside me and remind me who I belong to. I felt even less fulfilled without your come inside me. Do you know I'm a fiend for it now, Master? You've made me this way. You've made me such a come-hungry little slut for you. Nobody would ever compare. That's why I was so worried you would get rid of me. Don't you want it, Master? Don't you want to come inside me? Mark me from the inside out. Don't you want to feel my perfect kind clenching around you and milking every last drop from that perfect cock of yours? Isn't it nice to have a woman who would do anything to make you happy? Anything? As in letting herself change for you. Having her body change and morph and become different just to give you something you don't have. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Just look how wet that has me. Wanting you and needing you to fill me and spread me and most importantly, for you to come inside me. Don't you want to do that? Don't you want to make me a good girl, master? Yes. Please. You know I'm not above begging. Please come inside me. Please. Please fuck a baby into me, master. Don't you want to? Please. Make me yours. It's all I need. I really, really mean it. As if my life depends on it. I just want to show you my gratitude, master. Am I wrong for wanting you to fuck a baby into me? I understand what I ask of you. Your cum is so precious, so wasted. Please put it to use on me. You will. Thank you, master. Please put it inside me. Please fill me and stretch me. It's so perfect. I never get tired of the way that you stretch me. The way now you've fucked me so often. My cunt is essentially just made for you. Are we gonna come at the same time, master? You seem so pent up. Usually you last so much longer. What is it? Is it all the talk about coming inside me that has you about to pop? Or perhaps it's because you've been saving it for weeks. No matter. Either way. Why don't you just come with me? Flood me. Pump me full of all your delicious cum and give me what we both want. That's it. Just let go. Give in to it. And just... come inside me. Just stay on top of me, with your cock still inside me. Just keep all of that precious cum inside me. We want it to work this time after all, don't we? I love you, master. I'm so happy to be yours.